Trump Accounts app launched by Treasury. Four things to know. The U.S. Treasury Department confirmed on Thursday that an app for the new Trump accounts is available in app stores, and it will serve as the way for people to access them. The Trump Accounts program was announced as part of the One Big Beautiful Bill that President Donald Trump signed into law last year. They are intended to provide $1,000 to every newborn as long as the parents open an account. The money will be invested into the stock market, and the children can access the funds as soon as they turn 18. App gives easy access, Treasury says. The Trump administration is taking another step forward in expanding opportunity for American families. The Trump Accounts app delivers a simple, secure way for households to begin engaging with a program designed to build long-term financial strength from day one, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said in a statement on Thursday. By putting easy access to Trump accounts directly in the hands of parents and young Americans, we are helping to ensure that America's youth are included in this new era of economic participation. A review by the Epoch Times shows that the app was available on the Apple App Store, used by iPhones and iPads, and Google's Play Store, used by Android devices. A day earlier, Bessent said during a cabinet meeting that nearly 6 million children have been signed up to the accounts. The Internal Revenue Service included a sign-up section for the Trump accounts on tax forms this year. Counts in effect July 4th. The Trump accounts, meanwhile, officially go into effect on July 4th, coinciding with the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Parents, family members, employers, and other eligible contributors will be able to put money into an account, the department said. Also starting July 4, 2026, eligible children will begin receiving the $1,000 pilot program contribution from the U.S. Department of the Treasury deposited directly to their Trump account, the Treasury said on its news release Thursday. Parents can contribute up to $2,500 annually in pre-tax income, much like they would for retirement accounts. Meanwhile, yearly contributions are capped at $5,000, but contributions from governments and charities don't count toward that total. To qualify for the $1,000 seed money, a baby must be a U.S. citizen, have a Social Security number, and be born between January 1, 2025, and December 31, 2028. Any parent can open an account for a qualifying child, regardless of the parent's immigration status. As part of the initiative's launch, parents of older children are also encouraged to open accounts, but they will not get the $1,000 bonus. Billionaires have contributed funds. In December 2025, billionaires Michael and Susan Dell announced a $6.25 billion donation that will allow some children age 10 and under to receive $250 in seed money if their parents open an account. That money is reserved for those who reside in zip codes with a median family income of $150,000 or less, and who won't get the $1,000 seed money from the Treasury. A few weeks later, hedge fund founder Ray Dalio and his wife, Barbara, pledged $75 million for children under 10 in Connecticut, where the Dalios live. That would amount to $250 for 300,000 children in qualifying zip codes. Treasury warns of potential scams. People who sign their children up for the accounts are being advised to look for an email confirming that your election to open your child's Trump account was processed and prompting you to complete account activation as of Thursday, the latest Treasury release said. It also warned that activation emails will only be sent by the official no-reply at Trump accounts, Treasury.gov email account, suggesting that the department will not contact people about the accounts by phone or via text message. If you receive a call or text about a Trump account, do not respond. It is likely a scam, the Treasury said. The Associated Press contributed to this report.